facing off.
Okay. We're being recorded, guys. David, I did get your email. I'm okay with that.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Interesting, Commissioner Singh. While you have the spotlight shining on you, I'm backlit and always look like I'm in the witness protection program when I come on these videos.
Exactly.
Well, I'm having trouble with my camera, my video. Yeah. It's coming in and out. I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh, okay. You know, it might be your the connection of your camera device. You want to make sure that it's securely plugged into the USB port.
It's an integrated camera.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what's going on. I mean, I've been using this computer for past meetings and I haven't had a problem.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We know your voice.
Thanks.
Hey, Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I am, David.
Hey, did we get the minutes from the May 12th meeting signed by Chair Masterson yet?
No, not yet. No, no.
Well, those are for adoption tonight, right?
May 26th is for adoption tonight.
Okay. So the May 12th was already approved by the Planning Commission?
Yes.
It just hasn't been... Oh, I guess it doesn't get signed by...
No, it doesn't get signed by Masterson. Do you need a copy?
Yeah, I need to attach that to the council report for the Shea project going to City Council.
Oh, okay. I'll send it over to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
David, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to have to, I'm having computer problems. I'm going to close the program and come back in.
Yeah, if you wind up having ongoing issues, you can log on with your iPhone, or I guess down with another phone device.
Okay.
And that works pretty well.
Okay, I'm gonna log out and try it, and if not, I'll phone in.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
David, are we going to, is Chair Masterson coming tonight?
No, he's not. He announced last time, and I probably should have reminded you.
Okay, so I'm vice chair, but so I can do the meeting, but I have to sign off at about 6:50 because I have a kids choir performance tonight. So,
right.
Do we want to get started then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get started. And then just so you know, for the workshop, the longest serving planning commissioner of the quorum, which would be chair or Mr. Pease, would be serving as the chair for that meeting.
Okay. Okay, then I'll go ahead. So yeah, just in the interest of time, I'll go ahead and I will call the June 9th meeting of the Planning Commission to order.
Okay.
Please, I need to read the special notice, correct?
You don't have to.
You don't have
okay.
to. That's right.
Okay, just, yeah, okay. Just per, you know, Governor Newsom's executive orders and 2520 and 2920, this meeting is being conducted. And so with that, we will go ahead and do the call to order and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Bernstein, are you available to lead us in the pledge?
I am. Thank you. Will you please stand with me? Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, great. Thank you, everybody. Can we have roll call, please?
Yes. Pease?
Present.
Singh?
Present.
Darnell?
Present.
Bernstein?
Present.
Masterson? Absent.
And item number one on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. We have the May 26, 2020 Planning Commission meeting minutes presented to us. Are there any changes, deletions, or motions on this item?
Vice Chair Darnell, I move to approve the minutes of May 26, 2021 as delivered.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we have roll call?
Yes. Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh?
Vote yes.
Darnell?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson? Absent. Motion carried 4-0.
Moving on to the public comment portion of the agenda, this is an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on any item that is not on the agenda. There is a 5 minutes minute maximum for anyone wishing to address the Planning Commission. Mr. Farnsworth, do we have anybody waiting in the attendee section of the meeting that would like to speak on an item that is not on tonight's agenda?
Vice Chair Darnell, there are no members of the public requesting to speak at this time.
Excellent. So I'll move on to the next item, which is I'll entertain a motion to waive reading in full of all resolutions on the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we have roll call?
Yes. Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh?
Yes.
Darnell?
Yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Masterson? Absent. Motion carries 4-0.
The next section of the agenda is public hearings. Item number two is a public hearing regarding conditional use permit 2021-22 Fare Chicken. Somebody please, staff can correct me if I was wrong on that one. And it looks like Ms. Serta is giving the presentation this evening.
Thank you, Chairwoman Darnell. This evening, I present to you a request to add accessory service of beer and wine only for on-site consumption at the new Fare Chicken that's going to be located in the Packing House Shopping Center. Fare Chicken is a Korean fried chicken food establishment specializing in Korean-style fried chicken wings, sandwiches, and rice bowls. As proposed, the sale and consumption of beer and wine would be incidental to their food service and occur within their 236-square-foot interior dining room with no outdoor dining or separate bar area identified. Generally, the Planning Commission supported requests such as this when it's associated with a bona fide food establishment. Staff didn't identify any specific issues of concern that would make this unique from any of the other applications you previously reviewed. And staff has confirmed with Orange County Sheriff's Department that there is no concerns, and therefore staff is supportive of the request and recommends that the Planning Commission adopt a resolution approving conditional use permit 2021-22, subject to the attached conditions of approval. And I'm available for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Serta. Are there any questions of staff?
I just have one. Jamie, I noticed their hours are 7 days a week till 2 a.m. in the morning. And just curious to know if in that shopping center, there are any other establishments that stay open till 2 in the morning, and if that was a concern at all.
Unfortunately, I do not know if there are other establishments that are currently open till 2 o'clock in the morning. I know that Bricks on Main, that's going to be located kind of catty corner to the shopping center, they are also open till 2.
Mr. Chair, if I may just add, or rather Madam Chair, if I may just add that I think that there are a number of other restaurants that are staying open later into the evening because they are within the sort of town center area, and with the movie theater and later movie showings occurring, later into the evening hours, restaurants want to be able to offer services after movies. And in order to keep pace with some of the other businesses in the vicinity, I think we're probably going to see this type of request for later hours of operation commonly within the four corners of the town center area there.
Thank you. Mr. Brantley, can I just ask, is there any time limit or is it always based on the CUP?
Typically, we would have hours of operation and a condition reflecting those hours, but they're usually the hours that are proposed by the business operator, and we just condition according to what they ask for. From time to time, if it's more of a sensitive use or something, and they do not specify the hours of operation, we may suggest hours of operation, but it's kind of each case, it's case by case, I think, more than anything.
Thank you. So for my own just education, if a CUP comes through for 4 a.m. to open till 4 a.m., do we have anything to base a yes or a no on?
You know, again, the commission historically hasn't been overly concerned is how I would term it with hours of operation. And I don't think that it's because you've given a lot of, I guess, analysis of that. Up until the advent of the town center specific plan and sort of the revitalization of our downtown, we normally just wouldn't get requests for hours past sort of 11 p.m. typically. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the issues really come up very often.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any other questions of staff? Okay, seeing none, is the applicant available this evening?
Vice Chair Darnell, there is an Evan Park with the hand raised. I'm not sure if that's the applicant.
Okay, we can go ahead and allow him to speak.
Let me allow to talk. Okay, Mr. Park, if you can unmute yourself.
Good evening, Mr. Park, are you the applicant?
Yes, we are the applicant. My name is Andrew Yun. I am here with my wife, Jian Kim. We are the applicant for Furai Chicken.
Excellent. And have you had an opportunity to review the conditions of approval before us this evening?
Yes, we have.
Are you in agreement with all of them?
Yes, we are.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add for the commission before we deliberate?
We just want to kind of take a minute to say thank you to Jamie Serta. She did a great job in helping us process this quickly. This might be a side issue, but I listened in on the discussion prior to, and the basic reason why people don't apply for an operation time till 4 a.m. is because the ABC laws and California law right now currently has the alcoholic beverage control limitations at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Las Vegas where they could have drinks 24 hours serving alcohol.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps.
Thank you for that clarification. Are there any commissioners that have questions of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Anything else to add from the applicant?
None, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak on this item? If so, please use the raise hand function so we can identify you.
So there are no other members of the public requesting to speak at this point.
Excellent. So with that, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission. Any additional comments, questions, or motions from any members of the commission?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that the Planning Commission adopt the attached resolution approving conditional use permit 2021-22 Furai Chicken, subject to the attached conditions of approval.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Can we have roll call?
Yes. Pease?
I vote yes.
Singh? Singh?
Commissioner Singh, you're on mute.
I vote yes. Sorry.
Darnell?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Motion carries 4-0, Masterson absent.
Mr. Brantley, do you
and
have...
And the Planning Commission's decision is final unless appealed to the City Council within 15 days.
Excellent. Thank you. Moving on to item number 3, we have a public hearing regarding conditional use permit 2021-24 and administrative adjustment 2021-13 bail. And I believe Mr. Mason Warren is going to give the staff report on this. And just as an FYI, sorry, I have to jump in the car and my phone usually has some issues when I disconnect from the Wi-Fi in my house. So if I drop, I will be right back with us.
Ashanti, are you on mute or?
No, I'm ready to present. Good evening,
Commissioner. You can go ahead.
All right, going ahead. Yeah, this item before you is a request for a new two-story single-family residence within 70 feet of another existing home at the very end of the street of Blue Ridge Drive. This request is to replace the home that was lost in last fall's Blue Ridge fire. The applicant is requesting to build a 9,020-square-foot two-story single-family home located in the RE residential estate zone. The proposed construction meets all the development standards and zoning requirements for the RE zone, with the exception of the front yard setback, before the applicants are also requesting the approval of administrative adjustment 2021-13 to reduce the required front yard setback by less than 15% from 30 feet to 28 feet. This would actually allow them to build the home on the previously existing foundation, so it was a previously existing non-conforming setback. The two-story construction would involve the installation of 15 second-story windows and a 1,200 square foot second story deck off the rear of the home. Staff has reviewed the second story construction, the windows, and the deck for potential privacy impacts, and overall has determined that the potential for privacy impacts is minimal, and staff doesn't anticipate any privacy impacts as a result of the construction.
Wow.
Overall, staff believes that the architecture is attractive and consistent with the standards that the Planning Commission has upheld in the past. Located at the end of a cul-de-sac with it's flanked by two other custom homes that are currently under construction. So we think it fits with the custom home kind of eclectic nature of that part of the neighborhood. So with that said, staff recommends approval of conditional use permit 2021-24 Bailey, subject to the attached conditions of approval, and further recommends the Planning Commission adopt or approve administrative adjustment 2021-13 by minute motion. If there's any questions, I can take those.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Mason Warren. Are there any questions of staff?
I just have a question, please.
Yes,
one quick question, Ashanti.
Oh.
Go ahead, Commissioner Singh.
Thank you. The house is 9,000 square feet, and is the lot size 60,210?
Yeah, it's a really big lot. Most of the lot is open space full size.
Okay.
Commissioner,
okay. My quick question was, it appears that there's no garage on this property. Is that correct?
No.
I believe that there's a covered garage. There's a two-car covered garage and then a pretty large open parking area. There's a garage on the, if you go to the site plan, it's shown on kind of the lower left corner.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Are there any other questions? Okay, seeing none, is the applicant available?
Yes, it does appear that the applicant's here, so let me allow them to speak. I just need to, there we go. Yeah, just unmute yourself and go ahead.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. Mr. Beal, thank you for joining us this evening. Have you had an opportunity to review the conditions of approval that are attached to our agenda this evening?
We have, and it's pronounced Bailey, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bailey.
That's okay. My wife and I have both reviewed it, and we approve all of the conditions.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have anything to add for us?
No. Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing us to rebuild. We're looking forward to it.
Excellent.
And thank you to Ashante. Ashante's been a star. So thank you, Ashante.
That's wonderful. Do any of the commissioners have any questions of the applicant? All right, seeing none, I will go ahead and ask if there are any members of the public wishing to speak on this item.
There are no additional members of the public requesting to speak at this time.
Okay, with that, I will bring the item back to the commission for any questions, I will close public comment and bring the item back to the commission for any questions, comments, or motions.
Madam Vice Chair?
Yes.
I move the Planning Commission adopt the attached resolution approving CUP 2021-24 Bailey, subject to the attached conditions of approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, please.
I vote yes.
Singh?
Yes, I vote yes.
Darnell?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Motion carries 4-0 with Masterson absent.
Madam
the Planning Commission's decision is final?
Oh, we,
or you have the administration? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I move the Planning Commission approve administrative adjustment 2021-13 Bailey by minute motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, please.
I vote yes.
Singh?
Yes.
Darnell?
I vote yes.
Bernstein?
I vote yes.
Minute motion carries unanimously 4-0 with Masterson absent.
Excellent. Mr. Mr. Braley.
The Planning Commission's decision is final and this appeal to the City Council within 15 days. Thank you.
Excellent. And we have no new business and no old business on tonight's agenda. So that brings us to the director's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, wanted to just let the Planning Commission know some recent news. Our local Council of Governments, the OCCOG, Orange County Council of Governments, filed writ challenging the State Department of Housing and Community Development methodology for determining the regional RENA. This has been a topic for a couple of years now, and I think that it's finally culminated in an agency that is representative of many cities in Orange County finally taking the step to ask the question through the courts whether or not the regional RENA was consistent, developed consistent with all of the state laws pertaining to that particular planning construct. So good news there. We'll keep the Planning Commission informed of any news as that question progresses. We'll discuss our recent stakeholder meeting in our next meeting after this meeting, but we did hold a property owner stakeholder meeting last week, and we'll cover that momentarily. In terms of just progress on projects, you know, obviously that In-N-Out is under construction. We have Clyde's Hot Chicken under construction. We have ETCO senior apartments under construction. All of those are progressing nicely. No major concerns or issues that we're aware of. Your recently approved restaurant called Bricks on Main, they are in preparation of working drawing mode right now for submittal to the building department. They also recently obtained approval of a demolition permit for the two additions to the front, or rather to the south side of the hardware store building. And so you probably will see demolition starting very soon on those additions to the building. The Altrudi project is in framing mode right now. that's the 48 unit project over affordable senior housing project over off of Lakeview. Also understand from Jamie Serta, who drives home that way every day, that Maserati has recently started going vertical with their dealership building down in Savvy Ranch. So just wanted to update you on the status of some of those projects, and that's all I have for the director's report.
Excellent. Thank you. Are there any commissioner comments or questions?
I did have a question for Director Brantley.
Yes.
David, any progress on the open bar tap house?
The latest word is that the stumbling block that presently is plaguing the inability to for Zelman to move forward with demolition, I may have mentioned, relates to the bank and their the security for the loan on the project. The improvements on the property, the dilapidated improvements, are still in the eyes of the bank part of the collateral for the loan, and they needed to run the request to demolish the building through their administrative process. My understanding from Zelman, we get an update every week from them, is that they are very close to approving the demolition of the building. It's complicated, but I asked Brett Foy to clarify what close meant, and he said likely days rather than weeks. So good news there, hopefully. I will just add that this is not a unique situation, as I'm learning. Sort of in construction loan world nationally and perhaps even beyond, as a result of COVID, has become very tight, and there are a lot of distressed loans out there. And I think for that reason, there is perhaps some heightened sensitivity to anything that could potentially constitute a reduction in the collateral that backs a construction loan such as this. So,
Mr. Brantley, I'm sorry, I have to go because I have to walk into a choir. So I'm going to have to kick this over to Commissioner Pease to conclude the meeting. So you all have a wonderful evening, and I'm sorry I can't join the housing development workshop.
Sure, no problem. Have a good night.
Have
a good choir. So that really, I think, is one of the manifestations of COVID that we all don't really see on the surface. But hopefully, we're getting close to getting some movement on this question. And I know that Zelman is geared up to commence the demolition as soon as they have the green light from the bank. So we'll keep you informed as things progress, but hopefully by your next meeting, it'll become a moot issue.
Good to hear. Thanks for the update, sir.
Sure. And Mr. Pease, as the longest serving planning commissioner, I believe in the absence of Vice Chair Darnell, you would necessarily be serving as the interim chairman for the remainder of this meeting and also for our workshop following.
Got it. Thank you, David. Are there any other commissioner comments? Okay, moving on to correspondence received. Anything?
We did not receive anything, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And with that, we are in adjournment. We will adjourn to the next Planning Commission meeting starting at 7 p.m. So thank you all, and we'll see you in the next meeting.
Yeah, and just to clarify for everyone, you should have already received a message from Mr. Farnsworth. The Housing Element workshop will be on a separate Zoom meeting, and the link should have been provided to each of you.
Yeah, and it's in the chat function right now.
Perfect. Okay. See you all in a moment.
Yeah, and thanks for doing that, Nate.